within U.S. businesses and a whole variety of other actors working on behalf of China. We see the Chinese government encouraging and even assisting the abuse of incentive plans like the so-called Thousand Talents Program, plans that offer cash and other enticements to bring American information back to China, information that is often actually trade secrets and other innovations stolen from American companies and universities. And we're seeing Chinese companies then using that stolen technology to compete against the very American companies it belongs to. We're seeing intellectual property and data theft from companies and academic institutions of just about every size in just about every sector. This is a threat to our economic security, and in many respects, a threat to our national security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is continuing the process of releasing some of the transcripts of the closed-door impeachment hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joins Fox News to discuss.
One thing happened in that six-week time frame. Yeah. Namely, we learned Adam Schiff's staff had met with the whistleblower. Once that fact came out, it suddenly changed their story. But the idea that we're going to impeach a president less than 12 months before the next election, based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who has a bias against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, is ridiculous.
The FBI is offering to help Mexican officials investigate the murders of at least 9 Americans in Sonora. 3 women and 6 children were shot and buried alive after their car was ambushed on Monday. The victims had dual U.S. and Mexico citizenship and were part of a fundamentalist Mormon family. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A venue has been picked for the next Democratic presidential debate. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The site of the next Democratic presidential debate has been confirmed, as the November 20th event will be held at the Tyler Perry Studio in Atlanta. The studio formally opened last month. It was built on more than 300 acres at Fort McPherson.
An 8-month pregnant Tampa, Florida woman is credited with using an AR-15 to protect her family. Hillsborough County Sheriff Major Frank Lasatte says two armed men broke into the family's home last week, beat up the father, and then grabbed their 11-year-old daughter.
During that incident, the female homeowner retrieved a firearm, which was in the house legally, and fired one round, which struck the male victim.
The suspects then ran from the home. One of them was found in the ditch dead. The other is still at large, and the police are saying this wasn't a random robbery, and the victims were targeted for some reason. This is USA Radio News.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time, huh? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
you.